with going to the Luke, the birth of Jesus. Christ our Savior is born. So we go to the second chapter in Luke. And we read in Luke, we're going to go through the first 20 verses of this chapter. It says, in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the empire should be registered. The first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with angels praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message that they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all of these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. So Christ our Savior is born, born in Bethlehem. God is ever present in our lives and growing strong in our lives into what God wants to do and in how he operates in what we do and where we go. Like, for instance, this image here, as you see, finding a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. You have to think about this. Now, there's a story I want to share as well. As we think about the manger and the clothes and the circumstance it was in. And I want you to think about how God is in the details of things. How God is in the middle of every little facet that is in your life. God has something in store for you today and in what he wants to do in your life. So we look at a story I want to share. It says, no matter, you have to understand this today for like God being in the details. Think about the manger that Jesus was laid in. Of course, you think about mangers are for animal feeding, for, you know, the troughs, for food and water. But in ancient Israel, as you see in this image here, they were made of stone. They weren't made of plastic or metal or anything else like that. It was a rock that was like chiseled out so that people could go into it. So it's not what you would see in the modern day nativity scenes. It's not comfortable, but it's for great protection. That's why those who are experts in this kind of matter, the priests, would put newborn lambs in them for protection. But not just any lamb, an unblemished, perfect lamb that were used in the sacrifice for sins. So we're thinking about now, Old Testament, what God was doing in that moment, how he wants to, you know, present the priest with the atonement for sin by the shedding of the blood of the unblemished lamb. So for Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, was famous for this unblemished lambs used for sacrifice. They had these amazing lambs all the time. Lambs were born that were just perfect for this situation. And of course, these lambs had to be so perfect, they would wrap them very tightly in cloth and lay them in the manger to keep them safe. This is why the only time mangers are mentioned in Jesus' birth story is when it's being told to the shepherds. As Luke 2 says, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." The shepherds would have understood this powerful parallel. They knew what the cloth in the manger meant. This baby would be the perfect Lamb of God, the Messiah who would sacrifice his life for the sins, the sins, the sins of the whole world. He wasn't just a baby wrapped in clothes in a manger. No, he is God, perfect, sinless, and holy, humbling himself to become the perfect sacrifice to reconcile us back to himself. And that is the perfect lamb, and that is why we celebrate Christmas. And in this season, as many people are trying to find hope and peace amongst the chaos and the discord and the different things that have happened, what do you do? Where do you go? How are you able to move forward in the mountains and valleys called your life? What do you got to do so that you understand in the middle of these circumstances? Like me, for instance, I grew up with different things that happened, you know, being poor, domestic violence, catastrophic weather, all sorts of crazy things, bullying, the list went on, and all these other things. And so much stuff happening that you just are terrified of different things. I have people I know right now that this week of Christmas, a lot of people, they don't want to go to the store, they don't have the money, they're stressed out, they're worried, they're complaining, they're upset, and it's because of everything that's happened in their lives. So many bad things have come to them that they feel like they don't have any hope anymore. They don't have any peace. And today I tell you, the peace of Jesus Christ, when you surrender, because that's the thing about surrendering our life to Christ, that doesn't mean our circumstances just magically disappear. It doesn't mean that the problem is automatically resolved. It means God gives us the peace to do this. So in this Christmas season, as we celebrate Christ's birth, think about the details of what God does in our lives. How many opportunities, whether it's someone in law enforcement, or it's a neighbor, or it's someone at the checkout we're at, someone on a live stream, someone we've talked to on the phone, maybe somewhere else we've come in contact with people, could be a church group like Centrifuge, and you did sign language, and you don't see them for over 20 years, and you go, I believe, or something, and the lamb, and then mind clicks, oh, yeah, I remember that. Or it's something else that happens. What are the details in your life right now that God is orchestrating a plan in such a way that you, in your life, you can have peace beyond all understanding, that you can move beyond some of these things that happen? Because I tell you right now, the times are getting darker. Things are getting more difficult. Situations happen that you're not able to understand. Like, for instance, I'll give you another example. Centrifuge. I went to a church camp called Centrifuge in the 90s, in Florida, Panama City Beach, and I did sign language to a song. And there were different moments where I met different people and I start doing the sign language, and then it clicks in their minds, oh, I remember that song, I remember that camp. And then I go through my photos And then I find people in the photos that weren't even in my youth group that were in my photos that were in another youth group in another state, and we've connected online. Different details, different things. Divine appointments. What happens when you have this opportunity and a lot of bad things are happening, you're struggling, you're having problems in your life, and you're just not sure where is God in the middle of all this? Well, I have to tell you, so many times I have seen God move in the midst of chaos and discord and so many other strange things that happen. Like, for instance, I recently did an interview with somebody, and the gentleman was in an Airbnb, and I said, I know where you're at in New Orleans. I said, show me the rest of that picture. The interesting thing is, this was a picture of a man, but it had like small little figurine like things that were drawn to make the full picture of a man. It was like the back of the man, not the front. And I remember, oh yeah, one of my ministry partners, they went and stayed in the same Airbnb. But I kept digging. I went back in some of my journal notes, and this exact location was where my mom and stepdad stayed. Ended up getting gifts for my brother. So it's just an interesting thing about what happens. And there's people right now that I know that want prayer. They want prayer on TikTok. There's some people on Facebook and YouTube. They're asking for prayer. They're asking for God to come to their lives and help. So at this moment, what we're going to do, we're going to focus in on just praying for what God is wanting to do in our lives and how God wants to transform our lives. I'm going to pray for a lot of different people because we're doing this simulcast on like several different places. And I'm going to pray for you while we're on air. And then when we end the getting off air, I can continue to pray for those that still want more prayer and can contact us and contact our ministry partners so we can get you connected, get you a Bible, get you in church, get you to where you need to be, where God wants to place you. So right now, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we just come before you right now all across the different social media platforms. And there are people that have needs financially. There are people that have needs spiritually. There are people that have needs physically and with their health and with their families and with their friends and their circumstances. And they're struggling with so many problems in their lives. They have different kinds of health issues. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you to guide and direct them right now. Give them a peace in their situation to be able to understand that while certain things might happen, like medications and doctors and appointments, and things may not go the way that people want them to go, but you will be able to open things up, that you will heal and guide their lives, that you will strengthen them, that you will direct them to where they need to be, that they will be able to see the true Jesus Christ and some kind of other Christian that can come into their life right now, that someone else will come alongside them and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. Yes, I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Because yes, Christ is born this week on Christmas of the celebratory moment. But right now, Lord, can you come upon your people? Send the Holy Spirit out right now and minister to people where they are at with their needs. Provide people that can give them circumstances to be able to move in the places that they're dealing with, the temptations and the problems that they struggle with. People are struggling with their tongue. They're struggling with their mindset. They're struggling with the decisions and the things they do, with anger and frustration and so many other things. And the devil wants to sit here and take so many people out this week. Lord, we pray against suicide. We pray against depression. We pray against anger and frustration that comes among so many people's lives in this season because they don't have any hope. They don't have any peace. But Lord Jesus, just come right now. Wrap your arms around your people. Wrap your arms around planet Earth right now. Send forth the angels amongst planet Earth and send your Holy Spirit into people's lives. Lord Jesus, we want to ask for forgiveness for anything that we may have done wrong to our friends, to our families, to our coworkers, to others, the things that have come against us that have caused us to not be able to follow you. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the things that have happened. Lord Jesus, we just ask you right now to just give people a peace beyond all understanding, to be able to give people compassion and knowledge to be able to understand what's happening and how God wants to move in someone's life and what you're wanting us to have in this life that you've given us. Because we have this life, and it's only one life, and we have only one way that you want us to live, is to be followers and believers and imitators of you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that are not saved right now. There's so many people on social media that I know that will write, and people in person, that they think that this Jesus Christ and Christmas is like, well, you know, I like Frosty the Snowman. And they will say all sorts of things against us and against others. And God, we just ask right now that you just come into the lives of the lost. Maybe it's help with a medical bill. Maybe it's a cookie delivered to an office. Maybe it's a kind word. Maybe it's some kind of thing that was done to help someone with absolutely no expectations of anything in return. Doesn't have to be posted online. Doesn't have to be shared with the world. But somebody come alongside someone that's lost right now, that doesn't have Jesus, and meet their needs physically, financially, spiritually, and with their health and their knowledge. Maybe it's an offer of a job. Maybe it's an offer of a kind word. Maybe it's an offer to do something else in someone's life. Lord Jesus, we just ask you right now to reveal yourself to the lost this week through all the different forms of compassion and peace that can happen. Because right now, God, this world needs you. It needs a Savior. For Christ, our Savior, is born, as in Luke 2, 1 through 20 states. As we share this Christmas season story, let us remember the reason for the season. Let us be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus, be able to help the poor, help the sick, help the lost, help calm someone who may be angry, help someone who's frustrated and depressed and confused. Let us be able to go forward with compassion and a love that knows no bounds, the love of Jesus Christ. For those of you that still have more prayer needs, you can continue to contact us, because I know this will be played a couple of times between now and Christmas. So you may be watching this live, or you may be watching this on a rebroadcast. You may feel compelled to share this broadcast because you enjoyed the music, or you wanted someone to hear this message at the end and someone to pray for somebody else. So my challenge this Christmas season, start praying for your families and your spouses and your children's and your family's jobs and in their school, the teachers. You have a testimony online that someone saw God's hand at work when they got their car fixed and they were able to afford it. I have those stories too as a kid, where my car would break down and somebody would have to pick me up. A police officer's son had to pick me up in Texas, and now I work with a guy in Ohio. And his father works at the police station down the street. There's just different stories like that. Different things, divine appointments, divine opportunities. You may see something really large that you're not able to understand, not able to resolve, not able to fix. And God comes in and he fixes it. He makes it where you can make do. Or if it is something big and you can't afford it and you can't resolve it real quick, God gives you the peace in the midst of the trial, until the trial finally passes. I know many of us are a lot older this year. Many of us are struggling, wondering what's going to happen here in America with the future of the viruses and the rules and regulations and different things that may or may not happen. When you have Jesus Christ, nothing will stop you. You'll be able to know how to operate, know when to resist and know when to submit. You'll be able to do what God has called you to do. So again, God is in the middle of the details of a manger carved out of stone for protection. So it's not just basically on the ground. What kind of manger scenario is in your life? What is it that God is doing in your life today that is like putting you in a manger, a special carved out piece of stone just for you? Is it your job? Is it your home? Is it your friends, your family? Is it your social media connections? Is it your church? Is it your spouse? Your best friend? There's always somebody somewhere. I know many people are having to go because they got other things they need to take care of. They're getting their children down to bed. They got to get ready for work, so on and so forth. So we're going to end this broadcast with you understanding that we here at James C. Ministries, we pray for you on a daily basis. And our ministry partners pray for you on a daily basis all over the world. And that also includes the persecuted church in countries and in locations where they're actually in danger for spreading the gospel. This broadcast will be possibly translated into multiple languages later on as well. So I'm hoping, and I have faith, that God will provide your needs this season. That a miracle between now, the 21st, and the 25th, a miracle will happen in each and every one of your lives if you submit to Jesus Christ and look through the spiritual mindset and spiritual view of what Jesus is wanting to do in your life. Because our flesh is weak, and because our flesh is weak, God might be bringing us something that our flesh doesn't want, that our flesh would not understand. So yes, a miracle will happen in your life between the 21st and the 25th. God will bless you and strengthen you and keep you. Thank you for tuning in to the JNC Live Christmas Special 2021. God bless.